Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2020. It is the 70th day of the year. 296 days remain till the end of the year, 9 days until spring begins, and 238 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:26. The sun sets at 7:14. We have 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight to play in. Solar transit at 1:20 this afternoon. The first high tide was at 1 o'clock this morning. Next high tide at 12:46 this afternoon. The first low tide will be at 6:27 this morning, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 6:52 tonight. The moon is currently 98.9% visible. A waning gibbous moon will have a new moon on Tuesday, the 24th of March. Today is Festival of Life in the Cracks Day, Histotechnology Professionals Day, International Bagpipe Day, International Day of Awesomeness, Landline Telephone Day, National Blueberry Popover Day, Organize Your Home Office Day, Pack Your Lunch Day, and it's Purim as well. Salvation Army Day, U.S. Paper Money Day. It's also Holocaust Remembrance Day in Bulgaria, Hote Matsuri in Shigyoma, Japan, Mario Day globally, and Tibetan Uprising Day, as well as Theater Day in Azerbaijan. On this day in women's history, it is National Women and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. It's Harriet Tubman Day in the U.S. She died on this day in 1913. And born on this day in 1903, Claire Booth Luce, an ambassador to Italy in the 1950s, one of the top ambassador positions held by a woman at the time. It's also the birthday of Kim Campbell, the first woman prime minister of Canada. Much more up on KLW.org. Give me a minute. I'll have it posted up there. I'm Kevin Vance. It's the KLW Almanac. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KLW San Francisco, klw.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The pasta fagioli with whole grain noodles, the broccoli, and the pears. That will be for the early education set. For the middle schoolers, they will be served the bean and cheese pupusa, the chicken taco trio with rice, the pizza cheese calzone, and the chicken Caesar wrap, as well as the coleslaw. High schoolers can also have the chicken pasta primavera, the chicken Greek chicken salad and pita, the Greek veggie salad and pita, the snap peas with cucumbers and ranch, and the baby carrots. That is what's for lunch in San Francisco schools today. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Topline at 8:42. BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Thousands of passengers aboard the cruise ships struck by the coronavirus are awaiting their turn to leave the vessel, even if it means being shipped to military bases for weeks of quarantine. The Grand Princess docked yesterday at the Port of Oakland with some 3,500 passengers and crew aboard after being forced to idle off the coast. Several hundred were released from the ship, including some requiring hospital care and a group of Canadians who were flying home. Some Californians were bused to nearby Travis Air Force Base, but about 2,000 people are still awaiting their chance to disembark. The status of three San Jose Sharks hockey games, the NCAA women's basketball tournament at Stanford, and one Major League Soccer game are in doubt. Santa Clara County has announced a ban of all large gatherings of at least 1,000 people for the rest of the month in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement came hours after the Public Health Department announced its first death in the county from COVID-19. A woman in her 60s had been hospitalized for several weeks with the virus before dying. There are 43 cases of coronavirus in Santa Clara County. The mayors of California's 13 largest cities met with Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday to talk about their concern, if not their outright opposition, to his homelessness plan. While homeless populations have declined in much of the country, California's homeless population increased by 16% last year. The state has given local governments $1.2 billion over the past 2 years to address the issue. This year, Newsom wants to spend $750 million, but instead of dividing the money up among local governments, it would be split among 10 geographic locations. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and NPR's news coverage of the primaries starting at 5 o'clock today. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.